in preparing our set of clips there, looking back on some of the key points of the rehearsals that we've just been doing, I decided to look at a little bit more detail at the line tapes, recordings that are available for you all, and have a little think about how we could use them to our best advantage. And to my very pleasant surprise, I've kind of become a convert, because I tried some things, singing along with them myself, either practicing legato, as I showed you in our legato clip, but putting it into practice over a whole movement or over a whole section of a movement, or doing just text and rhythm, or count singing, and so on. And I was thinking, wow, this is a really, really useful way to get ready for a rehearsal. And they're, in the case of the ones that we have at the moment, because they're played by machine, they are fabulously mechanical, which is a surprising thing to say about Brahms and Vaughan Williams, but it means that one doesn't get distracted by what is eventually going to become the music making. You're able to really concentrate on using it as an aid for being as ready as we possibly can be. So I made some, I wrote down some thoughts on what I feel are the best ways to take advantage of recordings and also line tapes. Now, by recordings, I mean your favorite recording of Simon Rattle in Berlin, or whatever it is that you like to listen to when you put on a Brahms Requiem. And here are some of my thoughts on that, and then I'll show you how some of these things, how we might put into practice. So, of course, you're going to listen to recordings of the pieces. And this is my request. Please not repeatedly listening to your favorite recording. That's for another day, or once in a while, or because who knows, that you never, it can be very difficult to know sometimes why a favorite recording is a favorite recording. And actually, one of the things that can be really sometimes quite difficult to deal with is after you've done the piece yourself, your favorite recording, you somehow it's too different or whatever. I'm not a great fan of favorite recordings. I'm a huge fan of a favorite recording. I'm not a big fan of having a favorite recording. Favorite recordings, or better still, wonderful memories of a live performance, which is something very, very different. And I came up with this as a suggestion. You would get a lot out of finding minimum two recordings that are different in this way. One of them you choose because your first reaction was, oh, that's very slow. And the other one you choose because your first reaction is, gosh, that's fast. And then you see if after listening to it two or three times, can you get in, can you? You may not get into the world of the interpreter and therefore find the other one slow, or whichever way round it is, which you then listen to a few times, by which the aim being that you really get to feel that the quality of the music doesn't depend on an absolute speed. But in our case, it is so that your physical memory of the work doesn't get locked into an absolute speed. Now, the line tapes. Here are some of my thoughts. They could be on in the background while you're, you know, while we're cooking, gardening, in the car, and it's going there, your line is highlighted, you hum along in a few bits and you stop, here's this bit. All fine. So long as you, and essential that, we also use them for what I'm calling active uses. And this is the thing that I'm become converted to. I'm highly recommending this for the readers, for the music readers, because there are so many ways that we can use these tapes to get out of a reading mentality and into what an opera singer would call having the piece on the body. That it's when I get to that part of the stage and I hear that music, that's what I sing. You know, it's not when I see this music going by in this bar and I get to that beat and then I find my A there and I sing an A and I, you know, I'm exaggerating to make the point. But when it's on the body, sometimes I can barely remember what it looks like on the page. And what I always say about that, when people have a piece like that, they never forget it. They don't make memory mistakes. It's in their being, you know. And I'm convinced that the line tapes can help in that process for all of us. So here are the things that in our other clips we looked at that work really well on all the way through the line tapes. Slowed down, lululu legato. Still slowed down, count singing. Still slowed down, adding the text, keeping it slow enough that you can get every detail, consonant in the right place, keeping the vowels legato, getting every word its correct time and space. Then up to speed, all of the above, and I wrote down here, but there's an 80-20 rule. 80% slowed down, 20% up to speed. Really important that. And one of the things, and then another almost addendum, but not really, really, really useful, this. Up to speed, can you chant the words to the rhythm with no problem, correctly, up to speed? And as you've heard me say in rehearsals many times, being able to do that, really fluent text, really rhythmically accurate, and in rehearsals, the melodies will all come. So it's really, really useful, really, really useful practice. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to share my screen with you and show you one or two of the tapes, if you haven't seen them before, even if you have, and how they work, and make sure you know how to slow them down. Okay, so I'm just we've been blissfully free of technical problems, and suddenly they're nowhere to be found. Ah, there it is. Okay. Okay, Olivia, if you wanted to maybe mark a time, I'm going to make the edit easy for you now in a sec. So I'm going to share my screen with you now and show you the line tape page and make sure you know how to slow it down and so on, and maybe we'll do an exercise or two with it. Here we go. So can you all see that page on your screen? Great. And here you'll see we've got Wie lieblich sind alto. Yeah, so I'm going to click on that, and I'm going to make it. It started without me there, but so this is it playing at normal speed. So if you can hear it clearly, just have a go. Here we go. Can see and hear that it's a really good way of just making sure you start at the beginning and go through to the end, and in the process you might find a phrase you think, do you know what, I might not have got that if I'd been on my own, and you can go over it. Now I'm just going to make it a little bit quieter. I tried straight in at this speed, count singing, and the first time I tried it, it was a bit stressful. So I thought, let's slow this down. So the way you do that, and for all of these, here, do you see that the wheel up here, the traditional, yeah? You click on the wheel, and here you get speed. And it's at speed normal at the moment. And interestingly, I found that 50% is very slow. So slow as to not really be very useful. 80.85 was good. So that's why it's showing me there as a recent choice. Now, let's try count singing at 0.85. Here we go. One, and so on. You saw I got caught out by that entry. I think that you I think if I was doing this, I think I'd rather read from my own score, because I don't know about you, but the next bars were coming in a little bit close, too close to the time when you actually needed to be read. You would actually have seen them coming if you used your own score, but using your own score would be a good idea anyway. So you can see how for count singing, how useful that, and then work your way up to normal speed. Let's do now singing legatissimo. Really well. And if you were then, you go back, and now I'll do that with the words. And sometimes doing all of it, and sometimes concentrating on one tricky passage that you know always slightly stresses you.